increased screen time and a reduction in children's physical activity with negative effects on children's physical and mental health. So to talk about this further, we have on the line the author of the report and screen time expert, Dr. Arik Sigman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, I'm sorry.
Yes, good afternoon. Good point. Good point.
And the chairman of the Association of Play Industries, Mark Hardy. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Right. So if we can get this sorted, it would make a lot of households happy.
It certainly would. We get a lot of conflicting news items about screen time being good for kids, screen time being bad for kids. And we thought, and I was asked to write a report which tries to clarify this. That's what I've done. A couple of things that listeners need to know. Surprise, surprise. Kids have never moved so little. They've never sat down so much. Mm. They've never been outdoors for fewer minutes. I think on average, they spend 16 minutes a day outdoors. And this is a major problem. At a time when their recreational screen time has gone up and up and up. It's now an average of 5 hours a day. So we have a problem on our hands. Parents are not having clarity and support. I've written the report, and the Association for Play Industries has got a campaign where we want to support parents, give them some guidance, give them some clarity, and get central government involved as well.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that they would clarify this, particularly when they're talking about obesity and obesity in children.
Yes. What people don't seem to realize is that, yes, people realize we have an obesity problem. They don't know how bad it is. By the time our children leave primary school, they have the highest levels of body fat in British history, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes, the highest levels of mental illness, and even sleeping disorders, which, by the way, are linked with screens in bedrooms at night. All of these things are interconnected at a time when they've never moved so little and they've never been outdoors so little. So we need to grab all of these things by the scruff of the neck, have some clear messages, provide some parents with support and guidance. Because what we do know is that when parents do have information, they can make informed decisions to help bring up their children. And at the moment, they're getting a lot of conflicting stories every week, and we want to put an end to that.
Yeah. So it should be parents and schools, shouldn't it? Because what you don't want is you don't want sort of emotional arguments at home, do you?
No, none of us want that. I've got four kids. I certainly can do without that. But yeah. Yes, we do need parents and schools. And as Mark Hardy, my colleague here, will be telling you shortly, we also need to get central and local governments involved more. We all have to join hands. We need to have joined up parenting so that we all have the same agenda. We have the same hopes and dreams for our kids. And this will enable our kids to be given the right kind of messages so they grow up more healthy.
Yeah. So, Mark, so why do you think the government should set guidelines then to limit screen time uses for children?
Because, as Arik said, it's bad for them. And it's sort
simple
of we could overcomplicate it, but it's as simple as that. Passive smoking was bad. Too much alcohol is bad. And we seem willing to put guidelines on things like that. Why not put guidelines for children's screen time? And incidentally, what we're not seeing here is sitting in front of a screen doing stuff is bad. What we're saying is doing too much recreational stuff is preventing them from doing other things that is good for them, which is going out, interacting, and getting active.
Yeah. And also people are saying it's not very good for a child's self-esteem and self-confidence as well.
Well, when you start looking at social media, a number of very good studies have come out in the last year alone, each one involving about 1 million children between 8 and 20 years old. And the news isn't good. A lot of social media time is strongly linked with things like depression and body image problems. So it isn't just screen time. The specific type of screen activity may also have an effect on children's well-being, some of them mental and some of them physical.
It does seem like a no-brainer. I mean, the government should invest in more outdoor play. Yes, surely.
Well, you just made the case for me. look, here's the big facts. The National Health Service is at breaking point, we all know. We have got the highest levels of obesity we've ever had, as we know. And we're spending billions in the National Health Service treating obesity, mental health issues, and that's ignoring the social and the racial issues we have in our communities. And so wouldn't you think that instead of spending the money treating them, we'd spend a smaller amount of money actually up front at the root cause? And what we're saying in this report is there are two very, very significant root causes that if we dealt with it, could actually save an awful lot of money. The first, the guideline on screen time. Yeah. And the second is let's invest a little bit more by making places that are appealing and people want to go to locally in their community, that they can walk to, they can get active, they can socially interact with people. That's what we're asking.
Yeah. But governments have in the past sold off sort of outdoor playing fields, haven't they? So they're not going to turn around and reverse that policy.
Well, I think what we're seeing here is some of those decisions were dumb decisions. And what's happened here, unfortunately, is this is caught between a rock and a hard place. The government has devolved responsibility for the provision of local play areas to local government. And that sounds fantastic. Who better to make a decision on what's required in a local community than the local authority? But when the local authority's budgets are squeezed and they have to make a decision between do I invest in filling these potholes in or do I invest in a new play area because actually along the way we might spend less in the National Health Service, well, the local authority, the National Health Service, doesn't fall into their budgets. So obviously they're going to choose to prioritise fixing the potholes. The effect, play areas are disappearing. Our surveys show that over the last few years, 347 have closed and more are planned out until 2021. And so at a time when we're saying we really should be telling our kids to get off their screens a little bit, they don't have anywhere to play.
So while the government are sorting themselves out, because they've got to plough their way through Brexit first before they sort out anything else, and that's going to take some time because there's so much confusion. What do you recommend as best practice for families?
Well, certainly as a health professional, a couple of very simple messages. One of them is that the idea that children need to be outdoors regularly to play is not a lifestyle choice that you either take or leave. It is a medical necessity. When children are outdoors, as opposed to playing indoors, they burn more calories and they move more. We also know that children need to look into the far distance every day so that the cells in their eyes develop properly. This doesn't happen when they're indoors, and it certainly doesn't happen when they're looking at small handheld screens. So there are special things that happen when children play outdoors. Parents need to understand that. At the same thing, we need to make them realize that although screens are part of our children's lives, amounts matter, that recreational screen time is a form of consumption, and that excessive levels are strongly linked with a wide variety of health and development problems. And if we want our children to play out more, some of the method of doing that is reducing the entertainment levels indoors. We do have to actually limit the amount of fun and attraction and seduction these devices have for our children because kids don't like being bored. And when they get a bit fed up, they don't like being bored, they'll do something about it. So it is a careful combination of limiting the electronic entertainment indoors and encouraging and making provision for the good alternatives outdoors to get that balance right, because at the moment it certainly isn't right.
Yeah. I like your point about children's eyes. They need to look into the far distance every day in order for their eyes to develop. And also, it sounds like a metaphor for life, doesn't it? Get outside and look into the far distance, child.
That's a good way of putting that. I actually hadn't thought about that more philosophical way of looking at it, but you're absolutely right. I suppose kids need the big picture, both in terms of socially, but also straightforward visually as well. And they're not getting it by being in their bedrooms looking at a handheld smartphone.
Yeah. But you see, the problem is that as adults, if we say that, they'll just say, oh, yeah, but you're old.
Yes. Funny enough, this is the way that the tech industry likes to persuade us to stand back and not intervene. They're saying, listen, for example, Mark and Eric, Mark and Eric, you're just old guys. It's a generation gap. You're competing with these.
You can include me in that. It's okay.
The bottom line is the guys in the other room, the engineers and producers, these guys are cool hipsters in central London. These guys are tech savvy, and it's a generation gap. Mark and I just don't understand their world. We don't know how, as they say, say in the Southeast, Mark and I don't know how to engage with young people.
You're not down with the kids.
Yeah. Now, that may be true. I'm not going to speak for Mark. I ain't cool. I'm a middle-aged, boring health professional. But that's got nothing at all to do with this. This is a straightforward health issue. Whether we're old or not, there are some medical necessities and limits that defy generations and age and so on. And those are that kids need to move a certain amount per day and not sit a certain amount per day, and they need to be outdoors a certain amount of day. It doesn't make any difference that society's moved on. Kids' needs haven't, and they won't. And so it's not a generational issue, even though it may be portrayed as that.
A straightforward health issue. Where can our listeners go for more information?
I'm going to direct you to the screen. But if you Google API Play, I'm sure that'll find you there. But if you have any doubt, if you go api-play.org, that'll get you to our website. There'll be a campaign page called A Movement for Movement, where you can download Arik's full report or just a synopsis, and there's a lot more useful information there.
Okay. api-play.org.
That's correct.
Lovely, lovely. Arik and Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you very much. Thanks.